Good evening. This is your friend again speaking to you, and I trust you have your Bibles ready while we look at another case of conversion from the 19th chapter of the book of Luke, chapter 19 of Luke's Gospel. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus of who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. May the Lord bless to us the portion that we have looked at and read together. Now last evening we saw a young man that came similar to the Lord Jesus as this man Zacchaeus did. And we remember when he came, the Lord Jesus told him about the commandments, because he knew exactly what the young ruler was thinking about. And he says, All these things have I kept from my youth up. And the Lord tested him on one of the things, and you remember, he went away in a rage. The Lord says to sell all that thou hast and give to the poor. Now you say, this man that we have today is an exceedingly rich man. The Bible tells us he was rich. That's verse 2. And you say, well, did he get saved? Yes, according to Scripture, he got saved. And I hear someone say, well, how do you know he got saved? Well, there's many reasons to believe he got saved. The very thing that the Lord said to the young man that we looked at last evening, and he never said it to Zacchaeus at all, is the thing that Zacchaeus did. You'll notice Zacchaeus is saying nothing about loving his neighbor as himself. He realizes that he has come short. He realizes that he has sinned against God, and he needs his sins all put away, all forgiven. And he came to the Lord Jesus, as we see as we look at the story. And when he came, he received him as his Savior. And he was happy. He rejoiced. And then you'll notice what he said without the Lord saying anything. He says, The half of my goods I will give to the poor. Now, as I said last evening, if you love your neighbor as yourself, of course, you would share what you had with your neighbor. This man says, The half of my goods I will give to the poor. If I've wronged any man, or taken anything by false accusation, I'll give him fourfold back again. Now you would say that that man was definitely saved. There was a definite change in his life. And there was a definite change in his life. Now the first thing we see about this man, that he came to the right person. Now we have looked at in the past some wonderful cases of conversion, and I think this is another one that is remarkable, the way this young man got saved. Now, the first of all, we find he was a tax collector, one that was hated by everybody. He was a publican. That simply means that he was a tax collector. And everybody hated him. And you can see him here, and he heard, just the same as Bartimaeus heard, he heard that the Lord was passing that way. Now, Bartimaeus was just the opposite. There's a lot of things about these two men. In the end of chapter 18, you have blind Bartimaeus that we looked at. And in the beginning of chapter 19, you have Zacchaeus. Now, there's a difference in these men. They're not elect in too many ways. One was blind and the other could see as much as he wanted to see. One had lots of money and the other was poor and begging. And one had lots of friends and the other had no friends. But we find out there's one thing that characterizes both of these men, and that is they were in dead earnest. They wanted to come in personal contact with the Lord Jesus. They had heard that Jesus was passing that way and the opportunity was given to them, and both of these men were determined not to miss their opportunity. I would to God that as you hear my voice, that an opportunity is extended to you to trust the Lord Jesus, that you are like these two men, that you wouldn't pass by that opportunity. Tomorrow may be too late. It may be too late for you to trust the Lord Jesus tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day will bring forth. And here is Zacchaeus. He was sitting in his office and he heard about the Lord Jesus. And I can almost see him as he leaves that office, probably putting a little note on the door, "We'll be back in an hour or so." You know how they do it. And then he's gone. But as he goes, he sees there's a crowd coming up the highway. And all of a sudden he begins to realize, "I'm so small, I'm short of stature, and the crowd is so big that I'm not going to be able to see this man." And the Bible says he ran and they climbed up into a sycamore tree so that he could see Jesus. He didn't want to let anything stop him from getting in personal touch with the Lord Jesus. Now that's what it means to get saved. If you allow anything to come in between you and the Lord, you never will be saved. But when you get down to dead earnest about it, and you'd rather have the Lord Jesus than anything in this world or life, there's salvation for you. And so he ran and he climbs up into the sycamore tree. Now it wasn't the climbing up into the sycamore tree that saved him. I don't want you to get that idea from what I'm saying. That was not what saved him. Because before he got saved, he had to come down out of the sycamore tree. But the idea was, I want to get in touch with the Lord, and I don't want my friends and my neighbors to stand in the way. The crowd seems to be too big, and I want to see him. And his legs was too short, and he couldn't see over the head of the crowd. And I can see that rich man, almost like a schoolboy, past believing, is in such dead earnest that he runs ahead of the crowd and he climbs up into the sycamore tree and he goes away out on the branch that goes right over the highway. And he perches himself right on the branch. Now you can hardly imagine a millionaire doing that, but the Bible says he did it. He wanted to see Jesus. He would rather have Jesus than silver or gold, and he proved it. And as he was out there on the branch, he was wondering, "I wonder, is that him?" And then he would look maybe at Peter, "I wonder, is that him?" And then he would look at John, and he would say in his own heart, "I wonder, is that him?" And all of a sudden, he heard a voice right straight underneath him. And the voice was the Son of God, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." My, you say, how did he know him? You know, the Lord knows every one that trusts him, and he knows every person that's in dead earnest that wants to be saved. He knew Bartimaeus by the Jericho Road. Bartimaeus at one end of the Jericho Road, and this man Zacchaeus at the other end, and he knew both of these men by name. Yet we read in the 16th chapter of Luke, there's a man, and he was a wealthy man, and he died and was buried, and he's a nameless person. There's no name given to him. He had five brothers that was on the broad road going down to destruction, and he himself was in hell, but he has no name given to us in the Bible. He never entered the kingdom of God, and it's only those that trust the Lord Jesus whose names are written in the book of life. I wonder, is your name written in that book? Whosoever's name is not found written in that book was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And so Zacchaeus, he was there perched on the tree, and he heard that word, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down." And I can almost see him, you can almost see him too, swinging out like a schoolboy again on the branch. And he lands right at the feet of Jesus. You know what he did? He did just what every honest-to-goodness person should do. He received Christ as his own personal Savior. My, what a joy. He received him. He came down out of the tree and he received him joyfully. I don't know any other way that you could receive him only joyfully. And the Lord said, today I'm going to abide at thy house. The Lord made the statement himself. And he didn't wait to be asked. He says, today I'm going to abide at thy house. And for the first time, he has a new master. And I can see him bringing the new master right to his home. And I can see Mrs. Zacchaeus right there in the home, and she's wondering who my husband's bringing home for dinner again today. And finally he goes in, he says, this, I want you to meet my new friend. He's my Savior, he's my Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. And she had the joy of receiving him like her husband, and all in Zacchaeus' house. My, what a time there must have been there, to think of a whole household getting saved. Now, you say, are you sure they're saved? Yes, I'm sure they're saved. First of all, because the Bible tells us they were saved. I can take God at his word regardless of what he says. I may not understand everything in the Bible, but I can believe everything in the Bible. God has not asked me to understand it. And he has told me that Zacchaeus believed with all his house. And I believe that. And as I've said in the beginning of this program, there's evidence all around that he did believe. There was a definite change in Zacchaeus' life. You can imagine this tax collector. You remember they paid so much for a certain section, and they were to gather the taxes in. And oft times they charged the people a lot more taxes than they should have charged them. And that money went into their pockets, and that's why they were rich. But you'll notice that when this man Zacchaeus got saved, there's a definite change. And the definite change is seen here. The first thing that we find out, he says, Lord, you know that I've been a tax collector and I've probably wronged a lot of people, but seeing thou hast saw fit to save my soul, the half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor now. And if I've wronged any man, I'm going to pay him fourfold. And I can see him gathering his servants together, and I can hear him say, now you've got a new master. I've just taken the Lord Jesus as my Savior. Old things have passed away and all things become new. There's no more crooked work going on in this business. And I want you to go around and take these different things to the different homes. And I can see the servants going out, sent by the master, knocking at the different doors. And I can hear some coming in a rage and saying, oh, you tax collectors, I paid my taxes, and you don't need to come here. I said, oh, but miss, just a minute, missus, or mister, whatever the case may be. You know, my master got saved, and he has wronged you. He has taken too much taxes off you, and he's paying you fourfold. We say that he wronged them $1,000. My, he's given $4,000 check. You'd look up and you'd think that man was saved. He's another place and he's wronged $100 and he's paying $400. Now, when you would see these men going around and making good some of the things that were done, you would say, something has happened to Zacchaeus, all right. Yes, something happened to Zacchaeus. He came to the Lord Jesus and he was a changed person. Salvation changes the lives of individuals. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have come new. I ask you, as I bring this little message to a close today, are you going to be like the man last evening? Are you just going to come to the very point, listen to the plan of salvation, how Christ died for your sins, and do nothing about it? Or are you going to be like Zacchaeus? Are you going to receive Christ here and now as your Savior? To as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe in his name. Will you receive him as your Savior right here and now? Receive him joyfully. Let us know about it, and we will rejoice with you. Father, we thank Thee for this privilege of reading Thy Word and just meditating a little bit upon it. Bless those that are listening, Lord. There's some that's not saved yet. Grant that they may not put salvation off, but here and now they'll surrender their will to the Lord and take Christ as their Savior. Grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.